of a tattoo, that's true, but that don't mean a blank canvas can't move. I love a love of discussion, honest conversations, non-assumptions. I love to laugh and I hate to cry, so I just get buzzed enough to get by. And I love the sound the haters make when they're just about to get another taste of the free fly, flow, fum, forget grinding bones. I'm so dope.
It may seem hard to believe, but rock and roll was once dismissed as a passing fad, even as it was taking over the culture. Hip-hop seems to be going through the same cycle, and by now there's no doubt that it's here to stay. High time, then, for it to be featured in one of our HPR Atherton concerts. The Deadbeats will be in our studio this weekend, bringing influences from performance art and poetry to their work, and group founder and MC Harumi Jerome is with us this morning. Good morning, Harumi.
Good morning.
You know, there was a time when people wouldn't even known what the role of an MC in a band was.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. What is that role?
Historically, it's the hype man of the group. But that kind of goes back to days where DJing was, you know, the primary source of party entertainment. The MC would be the guy, you know, on the microphone, you know.
Get this party started.
Exactly, yeah. Get your hands in the air. And
yeah, like now you just don't care.
Exactly, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now it's just, you know, delivering words, being the front man, being, you know, delivering ideas along with the music.
Are some of those ideas coming to you in the moment?
Sometimes, yeah. When the group had originally got together, we only had maybe like worked out six songs or so, and we were playing at Jazz Minds on Kapi'olani for a period of 3 hours. So a lot of that was improvisation, and it was exhausting and also exhilarating for me.
Sure.
Because so much of it was just thought up on the spot. I look back, you know, lovingly, but it was very nerve-wracking.
I would imagine, yeah, six songs get you most of the way through one set, right?
Exactly. We scattered them so that it seemed like we knew what we were doing throughout the span of time.
I'm familiar with those tricks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, your words are playing a big part in this. This isn't just sounds. This is a message, yeah?
Oh, sure, yeah. I spend a lot of time writing it, and I go through several drafts for most of this song, especially now that I've kind of grown as a writer.
It's tricky to have crafted language that maintains and I'm figuring you want to have still a sort of an in-the-moment spontaneous feel to the delivery at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And that's also something that has to be considered when writing, because so much of what we're doing is in live performance.
Sure.
So most of the sound systems that we've come across, you know, it's very hard for people to understand what I'm saying in the moment when we're playing it live. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that the delivery of it is interesting, that the sound of my voice kind of plays as an instrument in itself.
It has to work as sound, even if you don't know, if can't make out what you're saying.
Right. And hopefully, you know, a few ideas are you know, received.
But that's where it differs from strict spoken word, where you actually are adapting spoken word to a musical accompaniment and making it into a kind of a nonverbal music at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. The challenging and easier part of live poetry is that your voice is the only instrument involved.
Right.
So you have while the timing is not. You can dictate your own timing with the delivery of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. When it's over a beat, you have to follow that beat with as much, you know, more carefully, I suppose. But I began writing poetry before I started, you know, before they got transcribed into lyrics. Mm-hmm. So I have a very close relation to the poetry aspect of things.
But now I would think that your writing now would have the rhythm in it sort of from the beginning.
Yeah, probably so. If I were to try, and I haven't written a poem in a long time, which is a shame.
Because it'd be interesting to see if you can get those beats out of your head.
Exactly. They've been hammered pretty hard at this point.
It's kind of like your iambic pentameter. I mean, hip-hop has a very distinct set of rhythms, doesn't it?
Yep. It's set to a 4-beat. Although there is one song on our last album, Do You, that's 1 and 3, which was really fun to write to, because it like you said, it was reprogramming myself to not deliver it in the same way. It was I kind of had to hold back a beat, made sure that the words kind of fit within that pentameter.
Well, after a while, everything in the world being in 4/4 time can get pretty monotonous.
True.
And and we're so locked into 4/4 in the West, you get out beyond America and you find out that there are actually other rhythms besides 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Yeah.
So I would think that would be a challenge for you to craft your words. Do you have specific preoccupations in terms of subject matter?
Well, up until recently, we've kind of been more of a party band, so to speak, where we'll play, bars and clubs and stuff to get people to dance. So
that's get up and dance.
That's get up and go, exactly. MCs to the truest.
Yeah.
So that's what I had been writing about. More recently, I just turned 30, so I'm hitting that benchmark for myself.
Uh-huh.
So I've been more focusing on personal stuff. In the past, I've been avoiding personal stuff by talking about partying.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a little more, a little more personal.
This is a life cycle you're describing. Yeah. You realize that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
20s to 30s, there's a definite evolution going on there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But you now have a vehicle for your expression as well.
Which I'm very grateful for, yeah. And it's therapeutic as it is fun. And it's enjoyable, which is why the show this weekend is going to be a lot of fun, because we're featuring songs from, 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Where I was... we are all these young kids just playing to have fun and, kind of just playing to cover our bar tabs till now when we're, older, kind of experienced the scene a little bit.
Hoping for something more than a free bar tab.
Exactly.
Out of the experience. Again, a life cycle continuing on into the future for you.
Yeah. I'm definitely, looking to explore the changes in music and writing, because I feel like I'm going through a boom right now.
Yeah.
So when I get to the side of that curtain, I want to be better for it.
Well, if you feel yourself to be in a boom phase, you should write like crazy so that you got some output, right, while the inspiration is with you.
Strike while the iron is hot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Harumi Jerome is the MC and founder of the Deadbeats. He'll be performing in HPR's Atherton Studio this Saturday at 7:30. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Where the hopscotch boxes blotched after the rain fell, causing the chalk to walk. And upon these paved roads is where the days unfold. Until complete strangers fall in love, it ain't over. And these streets are jazzy as you can see. It magically renders a man's imagination free. And a man shakes cans, the rattling bomb walls. We're all calling each other bizarre, maybe we all are. And the door across the hall is getting locked again. Woman needs to work and man has to have his heart look when the lights of the city is soon coming.